check over your archery tackle to ensure it's ready for the hunts. We're reviewing the checklist next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet, too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Did you know that Utah's off-highway vehicle and personal watercraft youth education programs, required by law, are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov? All youth must carry this certification while operating on Utah's waters or public lands. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17.
When it all goes south, your shooting ability will follow it down to your level of training. Train to a higher level, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Maintain your archery tackle to ensure safe and reliable operation. Dave Bearline with Sportsman's Warehouse shares some reminders.
Before you get out on the range, make sure your equipment's in top shape. Have to check your sights, your bowstrings, your cables, your release. Make sure everything's set right. The poundage is where you want to be. Probably one of the worst things you can do would be to sacrifice accuracy for poundage. Because if you're shooting too much poundage, you're going to struggle. You're going to sacrifice your accuracy. I think one real important thing is when they change poundage, it should be exact. Whatever you do to the top limb, you do to the bottom. Therefore, the bow will stay in tune. And the other one, as far as I'm concerned, is get some wax on that string. You wax the main part of it, but you've got to rub it in. You've got to cause friction to get enough heat to force the wax into the string. All of the wax on the outside, it helps a little, but it don't even compare to what you can do to help that string along if you'll just take the time to rub it in. And you don't rub it in on any of the servings, like where your fingers go or where it goes around the cam. It's real important. I mean, it can double the life of a string. As far as I know, we're going to continue on with our tune-ups, and there's no charge for that unless we have to pull something off the rack to get your bow in top shape. But other than that, we don't charge for that.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.